thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, the weather's been fantastic. I thought the golf course played really, really well. It played like a proper links course. You know, it firmed up, it got bouncy, really the way it should be. And yeah, I mean, I felt like I played pretty well. I couldn't get it going. You know, I felt like something around 10 or 12 under was going to be a good mark this week. And depending on what the guys do over the next couple of hours, I think that'll be pretty close to the mark. So I just didn't quite hole enough putts over the first couple of days and didn't get myself into position. But overall, I feel like my game's in pretty good shape. I definitely saw some encouraging signs on the greens today, which was great and gives me something to, you know, to work on for the next few days leading into the Open.
And in terms of your involvement with the Irish Open over the last 4 years, you must be very, very happy.
Yeah, I'm thrilled, and you know, I feel like I get too much credit for, you know, it's a huge effort by a lot of different people. Obviously we've been involved a little bit and I've been delighted to be involved, but you know, the European Tour have been great. Dubai Duty Free coming on board as title sponsor. It's been fantastic. From where it was sort of languishing in the, you know, sort of mid to lower events on the European Tour to now one of the biggest events on the European Tour, I think we've come a long way in a few years. You know, I think just playing links golf is so much different than what we play week in, week out, especially over in America. I mean, it's, you know, the golf course that we played in Hartford a couple of weeks ago compared to the golf course here, I mean, it is chalk and cheese. It's completely different golf. It's a different game. So it was nice to get a competitive start on a links course, especially a firm links course with the weather like this under my belt before heading to the Open. So just, you know, bumping shots into greens, not being able to fly the ball all the way on, you know, running it up, just getting comfortable with that stuff, I think is really important heading into the Open.
Rory, you were saying on Wednesday, you know, obviously you feel a little bit of pressure around hosting the tournament and so on. Will that free you up slightly going to Lahinch next year not to have maybe all the engagements before it?
I didn't actually have that many this week, to be fair, so it wasn't, you know, I can't say that I was in any way, you know, I prepared as well as I have for any other tournament this year. You know, if you look at my record in the Irish Open before I started to host it wasn't great either, so I can't use that as an excuse. It just was one of those weeks where, you know, I just didn't quite get it going, and you know, I tried to the very last shot and, you know, played okay, but you know, it was at least a good sort of feel of what I'm going to expect in the next couple of weeks leading up to the Open Championship.
Your wait for another major championship has been a bit longer than I'm sure you would have hoped in 2014. It felt like there was a run of them coming. What's the feeling in your mind now ahead of the Open coming up in 2 weeks?
Just treat it like any other event. Just treat it like another golf event. Prepare the way I normally prepare and go out and play. Go out and see what happens. Not putting any pressure on myself. You know, my record in the Open Championship has been pretty good the last few years, and, you know, just go out and play my game, and, you know, if I can do that and commit 100% to what I'm doing, I'm sure I won't be far away.
And in terms of your putting, what do you want to change over the next week or so?
No, I mean, I feel like I'm on a good path with that. I don't feel like I need to change anything. If I putt for 4 days at Carnoustie like I did today, I'd be happy. Cool. Yeah, I think that is, especially having knowledge of it in an Open Championship. You know, obviously we play the Dunhill most years, and it's nowhere near what it's going to be like for an Open Championship. So it is nice. I mean, I felt like I almost over-prepared for Shinnecock. You know, I was there too long, and I was starting to see all the spots you shouldn't hit it in, and that's where I was hitting it. And so to know the course and know what to expect, it's nice.